teens and 20s in eastern North Dakota, but much of Minnesota and the northeast part of South Dakota, while 20s and 30s will continue in most other areas, with perhaps a few lower 40s or even some middle 40s in the Missouri River Valley passing through the southeast part of South Dakota. While the temperatures will continue on this wild ride, on Thursday we'll be in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the listening area, with some 50s in central and southern portions of South Dakota. And then on Friday, we'll still be looking at some really nice weather with 30s and 40s still prevailing, with 50s in the southern parts of South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. Now, we will expect a big return of cooler air, though, over the weekend. Our nighttime lows will bounce around quite a bit, too. We're going to see the lows tomorrow morning in the single digits and teens, with a few 20s in the southernmost parts of the region. The low temperatures on Wednesday will be negative teens and negative single digits in North Dakota and northern Minnesota, while negative and positive single digits occur in the central parts of our listening area, and then some single digits and teens, positive teens, will occur in the southernmost parts of the region. On Thursday, again, a positive single digits and teens will be common, a few lower 20s in the south, and on Friday, we'll warm up more with 20 and 30 degree lows possible across portions of the region before Saturday we go back into the deep freeze again. Now, precipitation is not expected to be all that impressive this week. We do have an opportunity for a little bit of precipitation as each little frontal system comes across the area. The first will arrive tonight into tomorrow, and we'll look for a little bit of a dusting of snow to occur across North Dakota and Minnesota. The precipitation will fall apart before reaching into the southern parts of our region. The next opportunity for precipitation will come as we go from late Wednesday into Thursday morning, and during that time period, we'll see another little opportunity for light snow. There might even be a little bit of rain in central and southern portions of South Dakota. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.